When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bye, but I thought Tyler Kennedy was absolutely incrinculent today. Did you?
Yeah, I like it because we just have just casual talk here about anything going on at the rink, and it's fun. I think it's good stuff for people to hear.
All right. Can we get to a 6-pack, please? Maybe a 12-pack if we like?
Limits. We're heading in that direction.
Yeah, I think so. Ron's already 11 deep in Fort Myers. Why not us? Here we go, Bob. I'm going to open with this because I'm afraid I'm going to lose it again. On my email because of my computer situation, and also because I teased to it yesterday and then never fulfilled the tease. Jimmy Shapiro with odds here, betonline.ag. Pirates win total compared to last year. The over-under on their wins this year just about floored me. What would you guys guess it is?
It's been like mid-70s, right? 76, 70, I would say 81.
Limits?
I'm going to say 79.
Last year, it was 75.5. This year on betonline.ag, it's 74.5.
It went backwards.
It went backwards, Limits.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
How is
74.5?
Yes.
I don't understand how that makes any sense. Unless they thought that the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Reds have taken such significant steps up, but I don't think that's the case. The Cubs made a good trade for Edward Cabrera.
Yeah, I like Cabrera.
Yeah.
But the Reds have brought in some people, too, and they may end up with Suarez back there. Even though they brought in Brian Hayes, they may convince him to be a DH. I just saw Dan Zangrilli. He's not a big fan of Suarez, but I am. Anybody hits 49 home runs, I'll take. I don't care what you're batting.
What, did Zangrilli tweet something?
No, I just saw him in the hallway.
Oh, you know, okay.
He thinks there's another option or two out there. I'm not sure.
No, what. How about the guy that hits 40-plus home runs? I don't care about his defense.
Well, I'd put bring that DH. Guy in. If you like Trio, then we got O'Hearn, who's going to be their DH most likely. But
I mean, let's not act like – I think the Pirates will be better. But Vegas does these things for a reason.
No, I know, but I didn't. You said you were shocked. I went too. I was
surprised. It was me too that it's at 74.5. But
we'll
maybe
make the bet.
Maybe they're just not convinced they're very good. I mean, clearly, right? There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 teams with a lower over under than the Pirates.
Who has the lowest? Oakland,
Colorado, by far at 54.5. Wow. Then the White
54.5.
Yeah. Then the White Sox, Nationals, Twins, Sheltie. Angels and Cardinals. And then it's the Pirates, A's, Marlins, Rays.
Wow.
Pirates, A's, Marlins, Rays.
That rhymes. Pirates, A's, Marlins, Rays. Pirates, Rays, Marlins, Rays.
What would you put it at right now, Bob?
I thought 81 is fair.
It's fair?
Still under 500, but it's an improvement, and I got to believe that these guys are bringing in.
Let me re-ask the question. What do you guys need to see win total-wise to make this a successful season? I better see 88 in the playoffs.
I was going to say 80.
Whatever playoffs
yeah. is.
85, I think, can get you in the playoffs. 83 got the Reds in the playoffs last year.
Right. There's a chance to have that.
They're probably thinking that one injury or two will completely detonate this lineup again, and that maybe people have overrated the pitching around Skeens. I'm thinking that's what they're thinking.
Maybe so. But I would not over. In fact, I think the pitching is very good, the starters. They haven't done anything with Keller yet, so maybe that's the next thing to happen. And
maybe they're projecting a Keller trade, yeah.
If Keller's still here, I think that pitching staff's better because now he's your, what is he, fourth in line or whatever he is.
What's your rotation, Bob? Tell me your rotation.
When is Jarrett Jones coming back? Do we know that? Because that's what
around June-ish.
I mean, right. He doesn't even factor
so
in for
me. So it's Skeens, Bubba Chandler, a good 1-2 punch, right?
Hopefully. All right. We know Skeens. Hopefully
well, I think Chandler.
Chandler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to bet
maybe Vegas doesn't believe in the rest of the rotation, but keep going. Keller?
Keller would be three at this point. Now, after that, they have some guys also in their system. I honestly thought that Burrows is going to be a part of this. They made the trade to do what they had to do. That's fine.
Ashcraft will be their four.
Ashcraft.
He pitched very well last
year. He
did,
but they used him in the bullpen, too.
Yeah, he'll be a starter.
Yeah, I like Ashcraft. He's through his injuries now. And then at fifth, I mean, they traded Oviedo. Who else do they have left?
Hunter Barco. Thomas Arrington. Somebody who they could bring in Jose Quintana for $5 million.
I think it starts to make a little more sense the 74.5 when they shore up their hitting, but maybe Vegas thinks they've left their pitching short.
Do you believe that? I mean,
you just said Chandler, Keller, Barco, and who?
Braxton Ashcraft.
I don't know what to believe.
It's a lot of
am I convinced that'll be a great rotation?
There's no guarantees, but you saw Chandler enough to think that he could be a very good starter.
He's wildly talented, but I have no idea. What'll happen in
when
his
Jared
first
Jones
season.
Gets back? If it works that way, and they still have Keller, you have four guys who I think are pretty good.
I hope, Bob. I hope. Wouldn't it be just like the Pirates to hit like the 27 Yankees, and then the pitching falls apart?
That could happen.
Right.
That could happen.
Next limits, please. Mike McDaniel, done in Miami. The last I knew, he was going to be part of their GM search. Whoops. I guess that's not happening because now there's a coaching search. He's gone.
I think Stephen Ross down there decided, hey, Harbaugh's on the market. We may have somebody we want here.
Yeah.
You know, do you blame them if that's the case?
Not at all.
No, I don't either. So
I think the Harbaugh thing's becoming a little bit.
But if you're Harbaugh or any coach, don't you want to have a person who you think can be a franchise quarterback already in place? And the question would
ideally,
be, do you think Tua is that guy?
Nobody does. There's not one human being on earth who thinks that Tua is
funny
that
how
guy.
It's gone from tank to tank for Tua to this tank because of Tua. You know, I mean, they're just – well, what teams – I still think Jackson Dart, your man in New York, is a good reason to go to New York.
So
there,
do I.
There are other problems there, of course.
Well, if you were Harbaugh, he seems to have his pick. So let's go. Miami, Vegas, Cleveland, Atlanta, Arizona. I was going to say the Ravens. I don't think he's going back there. What would be your pick, Bob? Where do you think Harbaugh should, if you could pick a place, one of those places
New
to
York
go,
Giants,
where would you go?
Because of the quarterback and because they have some good draft capital coming up. And if he wants to make an impact in a big market, regardless of the market, but if that's his interest, then that's the place to go. I believe in Jackson Dart. You've convinced me. He had a pretty good first year. Now the question with him is injuries. How many injuries and concussions can he sustain here before everything changes?
I think I might go to Vegas with the number one pick and a fresh start.
So you want Fernando? That could
maybe.
Be it.
Maybe.
Whoever gets that job is going to have that. Potential.
Now it's the Raiders, so you're walking into an enormous amount of dysfunction, but you are in a lot of these places. Limits, where would you go if you were Harbaugh?
Yeah, it's probably between Vegas and being able to pick Mendoza and the Giants because of Dart. Because of all the openings, Dart is, he's not a proven quarterback and he's in the blue tent very frequently. But I would probably go there because I like some of the pieces they built. Neighbors, Scadaboo, Abdul Carter. Like, the Giants have pieces.
What happened to Abdul Carter, though? He was not very good.
They misused him, but he came on big at the end and still had a ton of pressures.
Like, do you want to go to the Dolphins with that Tua situation and not know who your quarterback is?
That's why I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. But the quarterback situations, well, they can go on forever or they can change overnight. We know that with the Sam Darnolds and Jared Goffs and everybody else out there. Things can change quickly. If you were just a coaching candidate, not Harbaugh, the ideal spot is Baltimore, right?
Yes, undoubtedly.
Bob?
Yes. I think if you're a guy like Stefanski, I think that'd be a good hire for them. He knows a lot about the division. I think he's been underappreciated in many aspects. He can go there and I think, have a big
impact. He's beaten the Steelers a lot in Cleveland anyway.
I think that counts for something.
I heard Florio on with the PM guys yesterday. He's not convinced that Lamar's going to be back. Does that sound crazy to you?
Yes, because I thought it was going to be a choice between Harbaugh and
Lamar Jackson
based on some of the reporting that had come out of Baltimore. But would that surprise me? Yes. I mean, why would you do that at this point?
Well, then a place like, remember,
what his contract status? I'd like to know what that is.
He needs a new contract because they need to spread out the huge cap hit next year. So he's going to get a new contract or a reworked contract, certainly. Atlanta would intrigue, if he were ever to go to market and wind up in a place like Atlanta, then they suddenly become very intriguing, right?
Yeah, I wonder about their quarterback situation. Michael Penix is
well. So do I. That's why if Lamar ever went to Atlanta, then they would become very intriguing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a coach. You're talking about Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, Lamar Jackson in that dome fast.
Oh my God!
He could do some good things if he still is able or willing to run the way he has in the past.
I have a thought on Lamar.
Yes, please.
I think that he is going to age poorly, and that the best we've seen of Lamar Jackson is behind him.
I agree with that.
You know, like, he's not going to be
playing.
You can't
replicate youth, you know, the way he put it all together. That's the missed opportunity in Baltimore, right? That they had that and they couldn't cash in on it.
But, I mean, think about Lamar. Like, quarterbacks that play his style of football don't age well. That utilize your legs mainly as your primary weapon. He's not a pocket quarterback. He's gotten better in the pocket. But he's basically a scrambling guy that's not going to be able to crush you with his arm. You know, I mean,
scramble the other night.
I saw a fourth quarter
good.
Where he made some, and yes, he's maybe not the classic pocket quarterback, Austin, but what he is he can do it.
Right, but do you think Lamar of 2-3 years from now is getting out of that Highsmith and Keanu Benton missed sack? I don't.
No, like, but Aaron Rodgers get out of that? No credit as a passing quarterback.
No, I said he's gotten better as a passer.
Yeah.
I just don't think that he is the level of passer that Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen, one of those guys are.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Michael Vick at age 30 was, I think, an MVP candidate, comeback player of the year. So I'm not sure I buy that, you know, guys known more for their running than throwing necessarily age that poorly. I don't know.
Cam Newton didn't age well. Marcus Mariota didn't age well.
Marcus Mariota didn't start well.
No, but Cam
Marcus
Newton
Mariota?
Did not.
You're talking Marcus Mariota here in the same breath as Lamar Jackson.
Okay, then let's go with Cam Newton.
Okay, Cam Newton took an unbelievable beating. You're right about that.
I mean, Lamar's been very injured the last couple of years.
He has.
Missed parts of this season. They had Snoop Huntley a couple of years ago that finished up the year and they didn't make the playoffs on that huge losing streak. So he's become pretty injury prone of late.
Yeah, Cam Newton, you're right about. He just got smashed up after that MVP season.
He reminds me of David Carr, Derek's brother, when he first came into the league in Houston. He got like sacked 5 times a game minimum. I mean, it just took a toll.
Kyler Murray might be done. I mean, would he be a starter ever again?
Kyler Murray, he may get one more shot. Maybe one more shot, Bob.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, Bob, the fallout from the Post-Gazette. And how does this, and for those who may not know yet, they've announced that they're closing their doors on May 3rd. Now, that seems like an oddity that they would wait that long if they want to just shut the doors, right? Are they trying to reel in the money for the draft right before that will come in?
I thought that.
Is this, do you have to give the union a certain amount of notice? Are they looking for a buyer? Is this still a negotiating ploy? It seems odd that you would wait 4 months.
I also think it's tough to sell, the way this business has gone, sell that to someone. And if you do, you're going to probably lose money in the transaction. But you would make money in a sale. Not as much as you would want, probably. But it's a tough business. It is. And it doesn't stop at newspapers. I mean, it goes throughout. The advertising dollar has been split apart so many times, it's hard to gain it. You don't know where it's going to be. I honestly thought, too, all of these sites, by offering free content, you kind of shot yourself in the foot there, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
If you would have come out right from the beginning of this whole, when it started, and just say, look, it's... Because so many people, back in the day, people would spend money on a newspaper.
Yeah.
Right? They would. It's the same concept if you condition people to think that. And it's not that expensive, comparatively, if you want to get that sort of information.
Yeah, I still think if your content is good enough, people are going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Even though...
But if you allow it to be free for so long, then they kind of, well, you're charging me now.
Right. There's no doubt.
That clicks inside of people saying, I'm not paying for that because I haven't paid for it.
No doubt. When the internet first came, it was a mistake by newspapers to do that. But people still pay for stuff. Now they pay for The Athletic, right? If the sports content is good enough and sports is what has always driven newspapers, people will pay. What do you think the effect will be of this and other newspapers shutting down on what fans get as far as coverage of their team, Bob? Because for me, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whatever it might be, the last thing I want as a normal person, an average person, is City Hall covering City Hall. Because you're not going to get the truth. You're going to get the spin all the time.
Same is true of sports teams now. They have
all the time. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No,
is that it's
going to
be watered down coverage, more controlled by the teams.
And I also think AI is the product of newspapers, people who are credible. They get a lot of the information on AI that you will see when you ask one of these AI places information. They get it from those kind of credible reports, right? If you're going to ask AI to deliver some statistics on something, most likely it's coming from a credible source. It's not going to be somebody who's just on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that affects what you may get.
It'll affect us too. I mean, we have Post-Gazette experts, reporters all over the place who come on the air, right?
Yeah, no question about it. And if you're not over there covering it, you rely, that's what I'm saying, you rely on the information generated from those people who are over there covering it. That's where all this comes from.
It's been a dying industry for just such a long time. I was
surprised it lasts this long.
Shocked. I went over to the AM side. I was talking to Colin Dunlap yesterday. He asked me about my feelings about the Post-Gazette shutting down. Potentially, I would still use that word. And I told him that I'm more shocked every 2 weeks that a newspaper still exists and that I still get paid from one than I am about it shutting down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was still jarring because you never expect it, right? You never expect it. And you don't know when it's coming, but you knew it was coming. And the fact that it was still alive in a dying industry was amazing to me. I mean, it was amazing. I said, I can't believe that this newspaper, that any newspaper still exists. My God, there are still print editions out there, Bob.
Yeah, that's too much money, and I'm sure over the years they've cut back on a lot of that. But still, the content is the content, and I still think that because the advertising...
The content is great.
But you could still do it online. That's what all these sites are doing, so I'm surprised.
But it's harder to make money online.
That's my point. The ad money, because it comes from all these different Google ads and all these ads that show up on the... I don't know how you capitalize on that or how much you charge for that, right?
Well, yeah. The Google ads, you don't make a lot of money from that based on people I've talked to that run websites.
But they're on there very annoyingly. you know, all the time, popping up, all these pop-up things. I don't think most people spend 1 second on it. They'll get rid of it as soon as they see it.
Right.
So, you know, it is. It's a tough, tough thing to do with all these different sites now. Money is being divvied up. The piece of the pie has gotten smaller.
It's a loss, you know? Not just a personal loss. I just think it's a loss.
Because you want...
For everybody who wants... Let's just talk sports fans, our listeners, who want, you know, good, I think fair, hardcore content on your sports teams that's not necessarily coming from the teams themselves, you know? And it's not that the team websites do bad work. There's lots of great stuff out there.
They do very good stuff.
But it's obviously, you know, you're not going to
fuel any
have a question like, is Tomlin going to get fired if they lose this game or that game?
No controversial issues.
None.
I also think that applies to, you mentioned politics or anything else. If there's stuff going on in your community, you need to get some reliable people who have a history of doing this to present the facts, even opinions, whatever it may be. If you're just going to go by what anyone on social media says, you have no idea if it's good, bad, indifferent. You have none. So that's a tough thing to lose.
Limits, your thoughts on this matter?
Yeah, I think it's sad. And especially from a news perspective, too, like you mentioned, Joe, City Hall covering City Hall. I'm worried about stuff like that. Something that Noah Heil said on the AM side was the first day he walked into the Post-Gazette, he saw the Nobel Peace Prize that the Post-Gazette won the Pulitzer Prize for winning, that they won for covering the Tree of Life shooting.
Right. And like, that's what we're talking about.
Huge.
And if you don't think there's going to be another incident like that along the way, then you're crazy, I think, because there's something out there that happens that you least suspect. And somebody needs to cover it and give you information, tell you even where to go, where not. Now, television still can do that. And thankfully, that's still going. But, you know, all these businesses are hit by the way things have gone here in terms of the advertising revenue, because it's still about advertising revenue. You have to have money coming in
to make this sad. Work. It's concerning about where the future of our journalism is going. The Post-Gazette is an institution.
For over 240 years.
Yeah.
You seem to think there still could be a possibility of a sale.
I mean, I have no idea. Some people who are smarter than me were wondering yesterday why the lag time.
Yeah.
Why 4 months? If you want to shut your doors, shut your doors. So I just mentioned, you know, all the things that I've been talking about with people. Do they want to just recoup money from, because the draft is right before that. One last bang, one last revenue shot. How much of this has to do with the strike and the Post-Gazette losing some judgments, some rulings there? Did they just say, okay, then we'll just take our ball and go home? How much of it has to do with maybe them still using this as a negotiating ploy? How much of it might be for a sale?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have zero idea. These are just ideas, because it is odd that you would announce you're shutting your doors and then to leave 4 months between now and then. A lot can happen in 4 months.
That would be interesting. You saw The Athletic was purchased by the New York Times a while ago.
Yeah.
Although they still have laid off some people too. So I don't know. It's a tough business.
It's sad. It's just not the way it used to be. But that's
nothing.
That's with a lot of things. You know, it used to be you pick up the newspaper and you saw
life was simpler back then.
High quality writing and fun and opinion and hard hitting stuff. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. You could pick up the Post-Gazette and the Press on a given day, and you know, a half hour later, you've read Gene Collier and Bob Smizik and Bruce Kyden and Ron Cook and Ed Bouchette and
Phil
all
Music.
Kinds of things. Yeah. It's just not that way anymore. And that's life.
Well, the Trib is still functioning, and I hope they continue to do so, because you still need that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and functioning quite well, I might add. All right, Bob. Let's get to a little college football next, because we have some big games, don't we, Limits? And you're going to take us through a Limitless Express.
Let's talk
a little college, a little pro. And then at the top of the hour, Mike Florio dropped a little Mike Tomlin nugget yesterday that certainly perked my ears, Bob.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then Tomlin himself went on Rich Eisen, talked about the Harbaugh firing, talked about DK Metcalf. We have treats galore.
Even the chest pounding. And he explained where that came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Bob, you have a message for the Pompulous.
I do, and it's a new year, Joe, so we're talking new rewards on DraftKings Casino. You can start the year with boosted rewards. For a limited time, all players get a free chance at $50,000 in credits every day with daily rewards rocket on DraftKings Casino. Now, there are some interesting things out there. We just talked about the Pirate win total. You could bet on a lot of things that you think may or may not happen. How about Oregon? I never saw an Oregon Duck team that's 10.5-point underdogs to anyone. Here they are on a line with Indiana. So all these things are available to you. In fact, that game tonight should be interesting, too, with Miami repping the ACC. You can check it out with Ole Miss and make a bet or two. And all you have to do is download the app now and sign up with code THEFAN and then launch three rockets for a chance at $50,000 in credits. Come back to launch rockets daily for more rewards. The crown is yours at DraftKings in partnership with DraftKings Casino. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, physically present in Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Three launches per day for rewards. Launches expire every day at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-withdrawable rewards and amounts vary per launch and are subject to game and expiration limits. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. This is a limited-time offer.
Did you hear that, Limits? You starred in Bob's ad twice.
Yeah, Limits is in there, Bob.
This is incredible, we have Limits. Bob.
That's right. You're everywhere. There's a group called City of Limits. They sang the national anthem somewhere.
Yeah, there's a Where Z involved that? In their name.
I think you should change yours to a Z.
You absolutely should.
You know what's funny about that? Is I tweeted out, because somebody tweeted at me and said, City Limits, great job performing the national anthem for a second time this year. And I grabbed a screen grab of when they sang in Jacksonville in the band City Limits Like the Post.
You got to get them on. Seriously, we have to get them on. Bob, just to get in my soapbox one more time about the Post-Gazette and the demise of, well, everything. Nobody can really write anymore. It's a very attention spans, terrible. And nobody can really read that well anymore.
Or they don't want to.
So what we're left with is, well, everything that's out there, social media. I do think there's always a place and always will be for a well-written story. But man, that space isn't as wide as it used to be because you have fewer people capable of writing them. And way fewer people patient enough to read them and comprehend it.
And that's a product of having, you know, younger generation now growing up on this social media stuff. All they want are quick hit. They don't, you know, look at the attention time. They actually track this on your sites. You can see how long people, when they click on something, how long they last. Even if it's compelling, many people don't go deep. They'll read the first paragraph and then bail out, you know. And sometimes you got to go and just open up your mind for the entire whatever it may be. So that's a problem with the younger people. I hope that changes.
It's not going to change, Bob. It's only getting worse. Let's talk about JP Roofing and Siding, shall we? This is getting better. This guy, so's his mustache. I mean, he's on every billboard. You see him on TV. He's a national treasure.
You should get JP to talk to Austin. Maybe there's some tips about
mustaching. Oh, yeah, you should. You should have a mustache consultation with JP.
He might just tell me to get rid of it altogether.
Might not be bad advice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.